Hello everyone. Welcome to our podcast. Today we want to talk about abuse. A couple of weeks ago, I shared a video on my Instagram about this term abuse, something that I feel like we need to talk more about, not only the physical abuse, because that seems to be the main focus a lot of the time when you go to for advice or you even cry for, we tend to focus more on physical abuse, but there are various forms of abuse, and I wanted to highlight that because I feel like we don't say much of it, we don't talk about it enough. And I've got with me a couple of friends who are going to just, you know, we're going to have this discussion to just shed more light into this, because we need to talk more about it. And I've got with me here Sefa.
Hi
Sefa, thanks for coming. And I also got Thelma.
Hello.
Hello, Thelma. Thank you so much. So we want to talk about abuse, particularly in relationship. And I think the best way to start this is just to actually just define abuse. What do you know? What is your own understanding of abuse? And I will start with Thelma.
Yes, from what I understand from abuse is basically treating someone or something with cruelty, with bad intentions, especially repeatedly. That's what I understand from abuse, and we were speaking about it in relationships. And abuse can come in two forms. It can be physical abuse. It can be emotional abuse as well. So it's not about just the physical one. There's emotional abuse, which I think there should also be more awareness of as well.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Sefa?
To define it, I'll say it's intentional act. That's done with the purpose of just damaging someone. So it's like, even if it's something that was done once or repeatedly, I think, you know, once you have a malicious intention of, you know, making, I don't know, I think that's what abuse is to me.
I think the network is causing a bit of a breakup, but yeah, we kind of get the idea there. Okay, thank you very much. So, Thelma was saying about those are forms of abuse. Actually, there are even more types of abuse than we know. From my own experience, because if you tend to work in the care environment, healthcare and things like that, they tend to highlight this. You know, even if you work with children sometimes, yeah, safeguarding and things like that. They tend to say a lot about this abuse, and they talk about various forms of abuse. And the ones I can remember from my little knowledge is, obviously we know about sexual abuse, we know about emotional abuse, we also know about financial abuse as well. There's also organizational abuse as well, the ones that happen in the workplace. There's also neglect and things. I don't know if there's other things, other type of abuse that you yourself can, you know, about. Just feel free to chip in whenever you want to, really. So far, Thelma, just do you know of any other type of abuse?
Let me see. Did you mention spiritual? No.
Oh, spiritual abuse. Okay, I've never heard that before. That's interesting.
Okay. No. Okay. No, but I'm thinking of like religious, religious institution setting.
Yeah, I'll say
it's
still to do with organized. Yeah, we can still, I think it still falls on that organization. And when you say spiritual, I don't know, but I understand where you're coming, but yeah, I think it still falls on that organization, because when you talk, I'm guessing you mean in the church and things like that. So obviously the church is an organization, is an institution itself. So yeah, I think it falls under that. Okay, Thelma.
I think there's also like mental abuse. Someone is abusing you mentally.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think that's the same as psychological or emotional. Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, and the one that there's also one that we probably don't even tend to recognize is self neglect as well. Well, it falls under neglect because neglect an act of omission. You know, that's one of the things that we don't even pay attention to, and that's some of the things that actually shows up in relationship. Act of omission, you know, oh, I did not mean to, or not little things like that. And just like you said, there's always that, it's also little act of omission that becomes big, you know, and becomes a big thing. And then there's neglect of the other person, as well as your own neglect as well, is also part of abuse, which I thought was very interesting. And then there's another one that's also interesting that I came across was technological abuse. I don't know if anyone has a deal for what that might be.
When I hear technological abuse, I don't know why, but the first thing I thought of was hacking.
Okay.
I know it's random.
No. It's actually valid, yeah. It's actually part of it, yeah. So I would say it's in the sense of, you know, what it is actually is, yeah, part of it's hacking, but when it comes to in the case of relationship where you always want to know where your partner is, you probably put some sort of, what's it called, this thing, tracking device on their phone, or you always say, what are you calling? Who are you speaking to? Always want to know who is on the phone, what they're talking to on the phone, always want to be watching their text, reading their text, all those kind of things. I think it's all part of it. Or looking at their social media, you know, what's the word that you hacking? What's the word that you follow people on social media? What's the word again? I can't remember. When you don't, I forgot it. Harassing something.
Stalking.
That's the one. Stalking them on social media. Even harassing them, bullying on social media. All these things. Yeah, I think that's also part of it. You know. Yeah, and there's also the big one as well. There's also one. I don't know if it's. I think it's also part of emotional abuse, but what we'll find out is that a lot of these abuse are kind of interwoven anyway. So there's modern day slavery, it's also part of abuse. There's immigration abuse, so they say it's abused by immigration status as well. So people know, which is very common in overseas, where they say, oh, if you don't do this, I'm gonna take your papers, I'm gonna, you know, take away your passport. I remember one time somebody, I think you know Clinton Cordon, obviously we know that one. We know him, yeah. You know, there's one time when he did this video a long time ago, I think he went really viral. Then when the wife told him to wash plate, and she just brought out the passport. And he just brought out the passport, and then so there's so much, and there's a lot of this are interwoven, and it does crop up. You see that these are the little things. These are things that people will probably think, oh, it's not much or whatever. By the time you start looking at all these things, you will realize that there are people that are probably more guilty. People that they'll find out that they're guilty of these things without even knowing. So that's why we need to talk more about this. So, you know, we're talking about in relationships. So based on what I was discussing on my video about, you know, these other forms of relationship, you know, when we go to African, I want to say African church because that's kind of what I can relate to. When you go to say, oh, this person, not only African church, mind you, when you go to any African setting, I guess, or you're talking about your relationship or maybe your marriage and somebody, you tell them that, oh, so is happening and this is how I feel, and they say, oh, has he raised his hand on you? Or she, not only he, can be he or she, has she beaten you? Or is there anything? I don't see any marks on your body. They always talk about life threatening, and you know, there is more to abuse than than saying, oh, until the person lay hands on you and things like that. So I just want to hear your view on that, you know, in that kind
of and death, really.
Sorry.
So I say, like, you're saying there's more to abuse than than life-threatening issues. And then I was also saying, yeah, than physical abuse and anything that leads up to death or ends up in death, really.
Yeah.
Like, it's always a build up.
Yeah, you can shed more light on that, please, if you don't mind.
Let's see this thing. So there's this thing people say where it's like, oh, some people are living and some people are existing, and there's like some people are alive physically, but inside they, you know, they're as good as dead, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes what happens is that the environment they stay in, or for some people, victims of abuse actually, what happens is that, you know, the environment they stay in just, you know, sucks the life out of them in every way possible, you know. So it's like one of the visible, what do you call it, symptoms of someone who is abused or who's been abused is that, you know, someone that you know who is very lively, life of the party, all of a sudden becomes withdrawn and is quiet, and maybe just very awkward changes. For some people, it's a drastic weight loss. For some people, it's like this really quick weight gain over time, and, you know, just people manifesting different behavior than their usual, you know. So, yeah, it just has a way of stealing lives, life from people.
I love what you said there, because there you're talking about the symptoms. And I love how you said weight gain, because that's something that people may not even associate with being abused or being depressed or being anything, because they'll say, she's looking nice. Look at her now, she's looking sumptuous. you know, in Africa. And you know, even when they go out, African parents or the elders say, look at the way he's treating you. Look at it, you have added weight. What are you saying? You know?
Very well.
So thank you so much for highlighting that, because that's something that people just overlook and say, look at her. She's not the, look at when you married her, you're like a broom. I mean, like a stick now. Look at you now. And then they don't know that there is fire.
They don't understand the concept of comfort eating.
I agree with what she was saying.
Okay.
About comfort eating, because some people, that's their coping mechanism.
Oh yeah, that is true. So while we're on that topic, what do you think, or why do you think they remain? I mean, I think you probably already mentioned it all. So why do you think people would remain in such situation, or what makes them remain in such situation when they are being abused? Like I said, for example, when they, you know, it's not physical, like we say, you know, physical is always the issue. It's not beating you up. And people are like hyping you up. Oh, you're looking fine. Are you looking, you know? Why or how, or how can I say this? Or what do you think they can do? Or why do you think they would remain? And that kind of a thing. Thelma.
I think that most of the times people stay, especially with the African mentality, they stay because of what society thinks, because, you know, it's because of what society thinks. And I remember I once watched this series about a married couple, and, you know, the husband was always like very authoritative and everything, you know, always gaslighting the wife. You know, if you don't know what gaslighting is, it's basically making someone sound crazy when they're actually saying the truth, or when they're calling you out. I am making them out to be the problem.
So
belittling them, making them know that what I'm doing is right. You're just acting crazy. You're just doing too much. Whereas no, I'm trying to speak my mind here. No, he kept doing that, you know, and it's like the emotional abuse or psychological abuse started, but she still stayed in it, because in the married couple, she lived with her in-laws, you know, and all of them, they were on the husband's side. So she had to continuously work for the family, feeding them everything every day. And he never helped with anything. And he just kept on going. And that was how her life was, until one day it got worse, and he literally beat her up and left the house. Then she woke up, the family saw her in that state, and they begged her not to say anything, to not report him to the police. But she finally decided to speak up. But when she decided to speak up and say that, the husband did this, the society came and said, that she probably did something, right? Something to cause this. And she went through so much peer pressure, they had to release the husband from prison, and the cycle continued. because society, like, she probably did something that you would, because outside, you know, the man is a respectable somebody outside. They say this man cannot do this unless the wife, you know, did something or pushed him. So sometimes society is like, no, you need to stay like this, that, like, you know, through ups and down, whether this, whether that, no, you should take it all.
Mm.
And society pressures us so much in that way that it just becomes a continuous cycle. That's why I think some people stay in this kind of thing. And I think another reason is because some people, they've never learned to love themselves. They've never really received love. So they don't know when someone is actually giving them love, or if some, or what they're giving them is abuse. You see, because sometimes, you know, people have grown up with parents who have always been, you know, arguing and all of that, having all kinds of issues, but they still stay together. And that child probably grew up knowing that this is how it is. This is how love is. My parents had all of that, but they still stay together and all of that. And when the person treats you even so wrongly to you, you think that, oh, this is how it's supposed to be. There's absolutely nothing wrong with him doing this, and you start thinking you are the problem. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes people who haven't really received love, they don't know that, that they don't know the right way they should be loved and how to love themselves as well.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you said a vital thing there, a few vital things there. I think there's one thing what you said about the movie that you watched about this lady. You know, it started off, I would want to say, from what you explained, it started off being, you know, this little emotional gaslighting, like you said, all this little manipulation, probably demeaning the person and all those kind of things. That's how it started, until it led to a physical one. What I wanted to ask there was that, do you have, first of all, does he always have to, I mean, how did I say, does it always have to lead to a physical abuse? Because it seems as if it ended up being a physical abuse. Or does it always ever have to lead to a physical abuse for them to not, I mean, for you to not say, oh, okay, this is it. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying here.
Yes.
Because sometimes it may never even lead to physical abuse. I don't know if you realize that. Yeah. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, it's very true. It doesn't always lead to physical abuse, you know, because like, there are some people that they can be very toxic, but they don't like laying hands on anybody, but they are very toxic. Their words can kill you slowly every day.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Kill you slowly every day.